Cursed is the man who accept a bribe to kill an innocent person. And cursed is the man who those men not hold the word of the law of the law his law by carrying them out. Then all the people shall say amen. I finish. That's a verse by the seventh chapter. Now we go to the 8:28. If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his command I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations on the earth. If you obey, that's easy to do. As a matter of fact, you don't do it. But they're coming by the word of God. And everybody got to hear the word. If you follow all this command I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations in all the earth. All this blessing will come upon you and accompany you if you obey your God, and you will be blessed in the city and blessed country. The fruit your womb you will be blessed, and the crop of your land and the young of your livestock, the corvus of your herd, and the lamp of this flock, the lamp of your flock. My God. Your basket and your kneading through will be blessed. You will be blessed when you come in. And blessed when you go out. The Lord will grant that the enemy who raise up against you, they will come at you from one direction, but flee from you in 7. Nobody can touch you because God is with you. The Lord will send a blessing on your barn and in everything you put your hand to. The Lord, your God, will bless you in the land He's giving you. The Lord will establish you as His holy people. As He promised you in God, if you keep the command of the Lord your God and walk in His way. Then all the people on earth will see that you are called by the name of the Lord. And they will fear you. The Lord grant you abundant prosperity in the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock, and the crop of your ground in the land he has sweated to you for father to give you. The Lord will open the heaven, the storehouse of His bounty, to send rain on your land in season and to bless all the work of your hand. And I think this is all, I believe. Yep, this is all we have now. And the Lord makes you the head, not the tail. If you pay attention to the command of the Lord, your God, that I give you these days, and care carefully, follow them, and you will always be at the top. And never at the bottom. And that means bottom, mean down. And do not turn aside from any of the command I give you today, to the right or to the left, following other God, serving and serving them. He no like. If he's the real God, if he's the who make heaven and the earth, who maintain you in food, in healthy life, protecting you from the enemy, or whatever, saving you, loving you, and you serve another God. That's no God. It's supposed to open the mind. It's supposed to open the mind, serving the kind of religion they're serving today. So people from 100 and some years, maybe 200 years, they dead. And there's a man. They don't go to find him anywhere, maybe in the hell. And serving over here like this is something? Like God? And like God in the town? And you follow them? In every town, you got one God, and they serving. And serving the one once a year with the green clothes. I don't know, I remember more. With the green clothes, they put a green clothes and a hat, a green, what do you call it? St. Patrick? No, St. Patrick at all. What is St. Patrick? Nothing. No, the only one we got to serve is God. No, that kind of the junk. That's for making it, the Lord no like it. The people serve that kind of joy, the God. They take it for God. He don't like it. Why you like it? But why you like hell? You like to go to hell? Nobody like to go to hell. But obey the God. And you don't go to where? You know something? He said, you go to say from here, when you go from here, who preached you was Anastasio. You know how much I suffer. From the enemy, attack from the enemy. Because I got to bring this word. Because everybody nation, every nation, all the nation, all the earth, is in religion. And put a God outside and mention Jesus for maybe the people can come to the church. But then they got their own God. We have to be careful. These people today is different than the other nation before, the other people before. The people today belong by Jesus Christ. Jesus is the same God. God talking by Jesus. And this word is God. Word. I can't believe it, bad. But this is a God word. This is not my word. What I gotta say? Nothing. I ain't got nothing to say. This is a God word. Who I bring it. And I suffer a lot for attack from the enemy because I got to bring the truth. Because I don't know what that means. Good and evil. I don't know what that means. And I asked God when I was in my bed. And when I asked God, command the word, not the word, the voice. Religion. They told me. Religion. That's the evil, the good and evil. The religion. And all the nation, every nation is in religion. Because from the time Adam and Eve disobeyed God, all mixed up. And you see all this generation today. It's all mixed up. They don't know what they're doing. They want the woman to get married with the other woman. Look at this. Accepted. And the men get married with the other men. You see, that's the devil. That's the devil. Because you don't see one in the government, he says serve God. Only serve religion. Everybody go to the Catholic and then put one check. And go to the other religion, they put one check. And that's all right. But not for God, it's all right. Not for God. He know the person. He know not only the person. He know the mind of the person. Anytime you think in something, that's like a telephone to God. And go to him. And no half ago to what happened. And then you got the Holy Spirit. He knows what you're thinking about. And he knows what you're talking about. And by the joy walk, he knows how you walk. Nothing can escape. Nothing. And the Lord wants today, curse or blessing? Today. Or you be cursed, you got somebody to pronounce the curse. I know pronounce the curse. I talk about the blessing, but I know pronounce the curse. I don't want to pronounce the curse. Because that's too bad. That's why I bring this message today, because the Lord want me to bring it. The Lord want me to bring it. If I lie, I know lie. Because I know myself. I am a pastor, but I am a pastor not from the beginning giving the card, or because I go to college or somewhere to a student about to be a pastor. I am a pastor because I am the pastor heard me over here, and besides, I go to the place I go once in a while. I don't know if it's in the ground, I don't know if it's in heaven. And he gave to me the card to be the pastor. So that's why I bring. There was a pastor called me from a place he's now. He called me. I said, if I can bring the message, I say, no, that's okay. That's okay. I try to do the best. But the mind coming jumping on me, Deuteronomy. Right away. And then I don't worry too much. and no water to wash you, then I know where I gotta go. So, because the Lord wants be a straight life in this generation, because this generation God put in the name of Jesus, but the same Jesus go to is the same God. By Jesus. So this different, the generation is different than the other generation. You know, don't care about the other generation, long time, that so many billion years have back. But in this generation, he put in his son that belong to him. This generation, he want to make it a straight life, because before the heaven was heaven. Today, the earth is for the flesh, but now the heaven is for our spirit. And we gotta go to heaven. He wants us to give to heaven, go to heaven. And participate for the New Jerusalem. All everything reaches life. He given to this generation. And the people don't understand. When I hear some people in the government talk about things so very filthy, word. I don't want to hear that. Because they think it is something and it's no, and there is nothing at all. Because they make a couple dollars. And the poor is poor. I'm talking about the God. I said, Mayor. Because they know nothing about God. Even the best lawyer in the ground, he don't know nothing about the spirit, he don't know nothing. He go to hell right away, trapped there. Because they just looking for money. He's looking for money, looking for money. I don't care about the rest. So this generation belongs to Jesus, and he wanted the generation be clean and love the Father. We no got no Father in the ground. I know of it. But the first Father is the one in the heaven. And we have it, the Father. So help us in everything. Protect you in the night when you're sleeping. Saving you from the enemy. So this is the message I bring in today. Because the Lord allowed me to come. I believe that's God. I believe that's God to bring this message today. I believe it. Because what? Somebody gotta have to do it in Jesus' name. But the Lord give it to me the opportunity. Because all the Mira. One time I was sleeping. But sleeping in the flesh, but not in the spirit. And I hear one man go in my back of my house, in the back of my house, this way and this way. And he say, the book of the Bible is fulfilled. Back and forth, say the word. The book of the Bible, the word of the Bible, not the book, the word of the Bible is fulfilled. And the word coming from the prophet. All the prophecy got to be fulfilled today in all the nation. Nobody can escape. And besides, the pound the Lord gave it to us. But be disobedient. So, you better be alert. That the Lord wants from us. I got the paper like this one. In my house or in the window and in the door. And he said Deuteronomy 4:6, he said, hear, O Lord. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God. The Lord is one. We never got two Lords. One. We got so many Lords, so many gods in everywhere with the long clothes. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. This commandment that I give you today are to be upon your heart. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit in your home and when you walk along the road, when you lay down and when you get up. Tie them a symbol of your hands and bind them on your forehead and write them on the door frame of your house and on the gate. Gate means the door. And I got it in the window, most of the window in my house, in the door. I got it. And I pray when I get up and when I go to the bed. I do. I have to do it. Because this is only what I need to come in God and tell me in person. You have to do this or you have to do that. Just almost like he told me. And I see the difference when I am breathing, I put my head like this. I feel my head bigger. Because that's God's way. And then there's a result or this, I know I have it. If I do wrong or if I do right. So that's why I come in, because the Lord can hear, but if they don't listen, don't listen. Okay. But I tell them, because I try to obey God to bring the word. I got afraid somebody can tell me, oh no, but that's too long. That's too long message. Aha. I got afraid because they can say, okay, but then okay, I caught it. Okay, but I caught it, but the result not coming to me, coming to that person. Because the Lord allowed me to bring the message over here. And I no pay for. The person who don't want me bring the message completely is who go to pay for. Not me. Okay, I am here. Because this is like a command. The God command me to do it. And I have to do it. I am a Christian and I am the pastor or whatever, but I am so different. Because the Lord talked to me. I saw the other day. I come in, two horses. I saw two horses, two big horses. One was a big horse, nice looking horse. I don't like the horse really, because the horse is sometimes like a lion. I bet. Sometimes they bite your leg when some horses. And the horse in the truck, just the same. Even they smoke is use tobacco. They give him tobacco. Sometimes the horse is in the truck to play in the truck. I worked one time in New Jersey. So I got afraid a little bit. When I see the big horse, nice looking horse. But I see another horse, more small, young horse, but nice, beautiful horse too. And I saw the horses then was two men coming to me with a paper or booklet in the hand on the pencil. But we not talk. We not say nothing. And they not say nothing to me. I see. And then I believe that's God and Jesus, the Father and the Son. The other world was nice looking horse, a small one. But big horse too, but I mean the other one was more, you know, beautiful. Because when I started reading this, the Lord gave it to me. Was so like a grateful to them, the Word of God. And I believe the Lord wants me to bring this Word to this church. So, Who knows? Nothing loose anyway. I got a hard time, like I no one, nobody happened to them. But it's because from the leader, in 8 years old, I am talking to God and stay up there in heaven from the little one, from when he was a little. Yeah, I got a lot of hard time too. So from that time at this time, and now I am the Christian, but the Lord got opportunity to do what he want do to me. Anyway, anything he do to me is okay. So we thank the Lord. Thank you so much for listening the word. Thank you so much. And Father, I thank you for this opportunity you give it to me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.